Thoughts on the Kingdom, Finale. And for this discourse, I turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 to 28. Then the end will come, when He, the Lord Jesus Christ, hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after He has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power, for He must reign until He has put all His enemies under His feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Now, for He hath put everything under His feet. Now, when He says that everything has been put under Him, it is clear that this does not include God Himself, who put everything under Christ. When He has done this, then the Son Himself will be made subject to Him who put everything under Him, so that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, 24 to 28. How can I possibly deal with such massive doctrines as are set out in these verses? I cannot, in this brief discourse. Indeed, if I had a week to talk upon it, I could only begin to scratch the surface. How can I understand this? This is the mediatorial kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ being handed over at the very end of this age, the ushering in of eternity, handing over of that kingdom to God the Father. He, Christ, must reign as King, and then all will be subject to God Himself. The mediatorial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, that kingdom, then will be given over to the Father. All the elect will be saved. All the sinners that Christ came into the world to die for, having lived a perfect life, offering up that life in full atonement for their sins, they washed in His precious blood, renewed by His Spirit, trusting in His merit, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, are clothed in His righteousness. And then they, as the subjects of the King, enter in the finale, into this glorious state. The resurrection has come, Christ has returned, the resurrection has come, and all be to the place where God is all in all. Now, this is the finale. Perhaps I will do another discourse on summing it all up, and perhaps other, from time to time, discourses may be added to this series. I haven't exhausted it by any means, but I have tried to set out this point, that whether we're talking about the Old Covenant or the New, the kingdom is a vital aspect of all this redemption history. Look how strongly it features in the New Covenant. And that has been primarily my concern, the New Covenant, the kingdom. Christ spoke of it so much. The Acts of the Apostles, the preachers in those days, they preached it. Christ is King and His kingdom. The letters, the apostles there write very fully on this subject. And here we have this glorious finale. We have been urged to trust Christ and enter the kingdom. We've been told that we need to be regenerated and brought back to God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And here we see the glory, the wonder of this great finale. Brother and sister, we shall be redeemed forever and ever. We shall be, we are now, but we shall then in that day be openly declared to be perfect in God's sight, presented faultless before the Father with exceeding joy. Joy to God, joy to Christ, joy to the Spirit, and joy to us. Oh, unbeliever, do you want to be left out of this? Of course you don't. Then call upon the name of Christ now. You must be born again. Believe and receive Christ. Trust the merits of Jesus. Delay no longer. Then He must reign. Then the end will come, and He will hand the kingdom of God over to the Father, having destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That lowly King, laid in a manger, entering Jerusalem on a donkey, crucified on the cross, laid in a borrowed tomb, he, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.